Welcome to another episode of Hemp Barons. I'm Dan Humiston, and on today's show, we have a true international hemp baron who had a remarkable hemp career even before launching his Colorado-based CBD company. But since its launch a little over 5 years ago, his company has exploded and is now doing business all over the world, and it's expanding into other hemp verticals, including hemp foods. Let's join Joy's conversation with Paul Benham from Elixinol.
Hello, Paul Benham. Thank you so much for being with us on Hemp Barons today.
Good day, Joy.
I have been an admirer of yours for years, I think over a decade now. And in the interest of full disclosure, I'm also blessed that I get to be on your staff. I'm the regulatory officer and industry liaison for Elixinol, arguably the fifth largest hemp extract company in the world, and you are one of its founders. Paul, I started paying attention to Elixinol as soon as it was burst into the world because it is your baby. And we are in over 40 countries right now, all of these products. Can you tell us a little bit about what made you get into hemp extract after being involved in hemp for almost a quarter of a century or so?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to have you as part of the team and the growing team, Joy. As we expand to do what I've wanted to do and what I have done and continue to do and will continue to do for many years, which is to help as many people as possible experience the benefits of hemp and cannabinoid products in the best possible way. So, you know, we are doing that, and that has been, as you mentioned, mainly through hemp foods for me most of my career, though I've worked with hemp plastics. I've written books on hemp building and supported many others in their own businesses. And it wasn't until maybe about 5 years ago when I recognized that the cannabinoid content, and particularly the non-psychoactive or the stuff that doesn't get you high, i.e. low THC, content, full spectrum cannabinoids were becoming more popular. And that happened with obviously Sanjay Gupta in the US originally. And I recognized that it was possible to extract those cannabinoids, those quality cannabinoids from high quality organically grown hemp, which I started in Europe 5 years ago and started to take that over to the US. Based in Australia, I realized that that wasn't sustainable for me to work in three continents at that early stage. So I work in more than that now. And I soon met Gabriel Ettinson, who ended up being a co-founder of Elixinol, who joined after only a few months of me working in the US with those extracts, and has helped build Elixinol to what it is today. And it is because of the high quality cannabinoids that we recognize that we could produce, and the fact that we were seeing people doing it in their garage, and I guess in ways that weren't, in our opinion, sustainable or a highest quality possible for something that is ultimately, for some, a medicine. For others, a dietary supplement or a daily use product, but in whatever way they were often consuming these products. And I wanted to make sure that what people consumed was of the highest grade possible. So that's what we've done. Become global. Sorry, I was just going to say we've become global innovative experts in this science-based premium cannabinoid concentrates and all things hemp.
And I think it's such a great segue. And what I almost interrupted you there to say is purity, potency, and transparency. Purity, potency, and transparency. This is what Elixinol is offering a global consumers who are looking for the delivery of this general wellness property that we are discovering and learning so very much about. And beyond that is the technology, the various delivery systems and other technologies that Elixinol has to offer that are so unique. And could you tell us a little bit about what those technologies are, what makes them different, and why they're important? Why does Elixinol have so many different delivery systems? I know why, but I'd love to hear your explanation to the audience.
Sure. So many people have heard of CBD or cannabidiol now, and that's, you know, I say many people. There may be 5% of the population, maybe a little bit more. So there's still a long way to go before we get true acceptance of CBD, but that is still quite a significant number of people. But out of those people, most people don't really understand or differentiate between the different brands of CBD on the market. And I think there's a few things that are starting to show within the industry that really do make people, you know, realize that they do have to differentiate. And Elixinol is trying its best to educate the market, to communicate, I guess, why Elixinol's products are different to most that exist on the market. And that happens all the way from seed to shelf. So everything from the genetics that we choose to use, ensuring that those genetics are the best and most natural forms possible. And you know, I'll give you the extreme example on the other side. You know, people are starting to use genetically modified genetics to start with, and that's the opposite extreme to what we don't go near. In terms of farming, we grow without chemicals and certified organic wherever possible. And that, again, is you know, a critical belief system for me personally, and I've installed that as a cultural belief within the company. Again, the other extreme is, you know, pure chemical farming, and that happens a lot throughout the U.S. And that's why we chose Colorado. It had really clean air, clean soils that we could start working rather than, you know, and other options. And, you know, there's a lot of hemp being grown in Kentucky now, but, you know, over 99% of the land in Kentucky, you know, has been degraded by all the chemicals used in the tobacco farming. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we had to consider in terms of farming. And then when you get to processing, well, there's so many different forms of processing, everything from CO2 to ethanol to butane and to other harsh chemical compounds that can strip out the cannabinoids from the plant into the products. We have focused predominantly in CO2 extracts, of which we have made those technologies more efficient and clean, which I mean, they're already a very, very clean technology, CO2. We've also found that it is possible to use things like ethanol if it's done in a really strict, high quality way to produce full whole plant extracts as well. So we use some of those in more of our bulk and ingredient products methods. But all the methods that we use, we've tweaked over 5 years of doing this day in and day out. And we feel that we've gained quite a lot of intellectual property in ensuring that the first stage of extraction is done very importantly. But it's really the next stage and stages really that Elixinol's IP and I guess unique properties really start to shine. And that is in its delivery technologies. And those delivery technologies start within formulations. But those formulations have been developed for ultimate end uses. So we recognize why people want or will need to use these products. And then we come back and go, okay, how can we produce something that is the most efficacious possible? And we do that by ensuring, number one, that we use a balanced compounds, which means, you know, different forms of cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, using the whole plant extract. So you've heard of full spectrum or broad spectrum products, and that's really what that's about. So that's one part of it. And that's often, you know, what most people say, oh, we're the best because we use these full plant or whole plant spectrum products. And that's great. But we can take that to yet another level by making sure that that's fully absorbable was as highly absorbable as possible and in the best ways and going to as quickly as possible to the right parts of the body that need it as well. So that's a whole nother set of technologies. And we've learned some of those ourselves internally. And we've also, acquired some of those technologies externally from other industries that have already managed and found ways to do that safely. So we were one of the first to do something like that with our liposomal products that we created. So Elixinol's liposomal products is a delivery technology. So people say, well, it's a little bit more expensive. Why would I take the same amount of milligrams of CBD from a slightly more expensive product that's called liposomal rather than having it from a regular product? Well, our answer is very clear. It's because you're going to get a much improved bioavailability products. How does that work? Well, if I can give the analogy of a football. So a liposome is like a football, and that football has to be absorbed into your bloodstream. Now, when you put any foreign substance into your bloodstream, the chances of it getting through and into your system are limited to how well your body recognizes those. And it's generally understood that cannabinoids are absorbed at around about a 5% rate into the bloodstream. By putting it into a liposome, that number is increased significantly. And why? Well, because what you do is you take that cannabinoids and you put it inside the football. So you basically disguise it for the body. And the body recognizes that football, that liposome, and easily absorbs it to a much higher degree. So that's an example of microencapsulation technology. There's nano encapsulation, micro encapsulations, and a number of to absorb these compounds. So I'm not trying to get too technical. I'm trying to keep it as simple as I can. But these
of
are
course.
Where Elixinol has invested in research and development over the years to keep getting better and better. And we'll continue to do that because that is our goal, is to produce, the best quality products in the most absorbable form. So ultimately, the consumer, the person that buys the product at the end of the day, will get the best effects for the least cost in the most natural way possible.
And I think also we want consumers to have a choice of delivery systems that work for them. For example, I use Elixinol hemp oil capsules. Why? Because I'm already taking a handful of supplements. I'm a supplement gal. And for me, capsules are part of my regimen. They work. I'll ensure that I'm taking all that I'm supposed to take each day. So for me, I'm a capsule girl. I also have liposomes in almost every room in my house because I just love being able to support them underneath my tongue throughout the day. So I'm getting more delivery, but I'm a capsules girl. Also, our full-spectrum water-soluble powders. Elixinol, this technology, I've not seen any other products like this out on the market. And this technology of full-spectrum water-soluble powders with a proprietary terpene blend that gives or that promote certain effects for different times of the day, I should say. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the CBD Create Build Dream full spectrum water soluble powders that we have?
Sure. Well, as you say, that's just once you get into microencapsulation bioavailable technologies, then the next level is absolutely to the consumer's preference. So, some people prefer gummy bears. I mean, I won't comment on those, but as you say, some people prefer capsules. Some people are used to tinctures under the tongue. I believe that medicine is food, and food is something that I've spent a long time working with. And yes, you can have extremely healthy foods, but more importantly, you can have extremely healthy, tasty foods. And that was one of the concepts behind these Create, Build, Dream or CBD powders that we created. The other concept behind it was that, we want to access as many people as possible. That's been a mission of mine for many years and a mission of the companies now, that we recognize that not everyone wants to pay $30, $50 or $100 for a product that they have not yet experienced. So how could we make a single dose for like $2 or $3? So that's how we created these individual sachets. So people can buy them individually. They can buy them in weekly packs. They can buy different flavors. So we created one for the morning, the C, or create, one for the middle of the day to keep us going, the B for the build, and D for dream for the evening time. So the morning and the middle of the day powders, you would just mix it with some water and enjoy the beautiful berry drink, a beautiful citrus drink. And for the evening, you would have a more chocolate powder that you would mix with your milk product, whether it's a dairy milk or a non-dairy milk, it's up to you, of course. And you could have that hot in the evening. And each of those products, if you add them and have one of each of those every day, that would be, you know, a good quality serving size of CBD. And each one of those, of course, has CBD in bioavailable forms. These are just, again, novel delivery devices that have science behind them and that taste good and are cost effective for the end consumer. So we think there's definitely a lot of potential, a lot of success between those powders and a number of other products. Because some people who just like medicines, they think it's a medicine and they want to just take a product like an X-Pen, which you may have heard of. Personally, I still enjoy the tinctures, which my preference personally is in the liposome product right now, because I can't tell you about some of the other wonderful technologies we've got coming as well that are very similar to the liposomes in a lot of ways, which I get to enjoy and try before they come out to the public. But we will continue to develop these technologies, I think, is the point, and keep improving them, and we'll keep investing in making sure that we have the best quality products that taste as good as possible for as many people as possible.
And of course, the balms, both for the body and for the lips. I have my own anecdotal stories as to how the balms work for me. I have a eczema on my elbows that I otherwise need to take a Cordran steroid tape for, and I'm able to sort of maintain it, which I just think is, I'm able to keep it at bay, which I think our balms are fantastic, and all of our products, and particularly when we get into the skincare and specifically our hemp balms and our extra strength hemp balm, is they're made of such high quality ingredients that they're great for the skin, even if we didn't have the added benefits of cannabidiol and hemp extract in there. They're just everything we do is everything Elixinol does is of with so much consciousness to it, and so selective with every single ingredient. Many CBD companies out there using, you know, MCT oil sourced from palm or soy, and ours are sourced from coconuts. All of these decisions all the way down the line.
I want to take a minute to thank all of our Hemp Barons listeners and to let you know that you can support the show by subscribing to MJ Bulls Premium. It's only $4.99 a month, and you gain access to all previous episodes of Hemp Barons, as well as all MJ Bulls other podcasts and exclusive content. Go to mjbulls.com and enter promo code BARONS to get your first month free.
Elixinol is heavily engaged in education and in advocacy. Our alignment, my alignment with you, Paul, all these years has been advocacy, wanting to be a part of the healing the planet, wanting to be a part of healing the human race. And you started out, I can't help but touch upon, because your history is just so prolific. We can only touch upon it in this show, but with the first hemp seed food bar, the 9 bar, you knew we were going to get these omegas and this highly digestible form of protein into the human body. You've written 9 books on hemp, from nutrition to plastics and so on. You were personally, I think, you know, the most single voice, I guess it always takes an army with every type of legislative and regulatory change, whether it's a state level or a federal level, but with Australia, your engagement in Australia, which finally now the Australian consumer is allowed to consume the nutritious, highly nutritious hemp seed. thanks to your efforts and, of course, all those folks who worked on it with you. But quality, education, and advocacy is such a huge part of what Elixinol does. Can you share any insights as to any projects that Elixinol is working on for the future in any of those areas, whether it be new products or, and I know there's so much in the works, or education and advocacy? We're involved on every level with advocacy, state level and federal level here in the United States. And I know we have a global team around the world, but anything you can share with us, what we can see around the corner?
Well, I think, you know, you touched a point, you know, at the end of the delivery devices conversation, you touched upon like topical products. And, you know, I think Sativa Skincare, which is the brand of topicals that was developed by the team, was really, you know, a good example of, you know, what we choose to do and what we will continue to choose to do. You know, bringing out a range of topical products is something that, you know, really could take a few months if you really wanted to focus on it. And we really focused on Sativa Skincare, but it took a few years because we made sure that every single ingredient in it was literally food grade product. And I think that is the difference between what we do and, you know, than what is, I guess, the norm in the general industry of putting new things on shelves. We're not about putting new things on shelves. We're about putting, I guess, the next level of the highest quality products on shelves. And even if you put it on your skin is your largest organ. So everything that you put in your skin is absolutely critical to that. And we have really done our best to ensure that not only are our products absorbable, but every kind of product in our skincare is virtually edible. Now, I'm not saying you should eat skincare products, but these are the reasons why they're food for your skin, literally. So, you know, that's an example of, you know, the development that is in progress, because you asked about the future. And because we are a public company, we can't really talk too much about the future. I'm sorry. But I can tell you that we have, you know, using these concepts of creating better products, better delivery devices, better technologies, we will continue to be innovative using science-based technology to support the end consumer and to ensure that people who use Elixinol products are know that they can trust the brand, know that they can trust where what we do and where it comes from is what we truly believe internally. Because if we didn't believe in it, we wouldn't have had such an amazing team who allowed us to, you know, bring our products all over the world. You know, this is, as much as we're US focused and based in Colorado, and that is our focus market, we've now expanded, you know, significantly into Japan. We've got a great team throughout Europe through, you know, we're in the high street stores there. And, you know, we are truly building a movement together to show that we can make a difference every day of our lives with everything that we choose. So, you know, being part of Elixinol, choosing to buy an Elixinol product is making that choice, is saying that, you know, we don't agree with what's happening, and we want to make a small change, because those small changes all add up and allow us to make bigger changes together.
And you know, also understanding that it's a consumer choice for quality and for value on top of all of those, all, everything that you get, the win-win-win when you engage with Elixinol. But, for example, we put the milligrams of CBD, as do only a few other industry leaders, actually give the consumer everything that they need to know to find out what is in this bottle, what is a serving size, how many milligrams of actual cannabidiol am I getting in that serving size? And this also gives them the factors and the variables, the factors that they need to be able to figure out how much they're paying per serving size. And, you know, between crap ingredients that are out there on the market and not enough information on the label for a consumer to actually make a conscious decision or understand what they're paying for their products, it can be really confusing out there for the consumer. And it's just really wonderful to have industry leaders like Elixinol, a perfect fit for a gal like me who with education and quality and transparency, really stewarding, not just leading the industry, stewarding the industry and stewarding this process the way that Elixinol does just makes me very proud. Amazing stuff, Paul. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you may want the listeners to know before we get off the line?
Well, you know, we are excited about the hemp food products that we're producing. We've just produced some hemp plant-based protein burgers, so hemp veggie burgers, some people like to call them, aiming at the plant-based protein market. So that's very exciting. Hope to, you know, expand those out of Australia in the not-too-distant future. We are looking at the medical cannabis industry, of course, seeing how we can use the expertise and the high quality products that we've learned in our cannabinoid world out in, you know, into that medical cannabis or that exists as well. There's, you know, science is not just about creating products, it's about backing up everything that we say and everything that we believe in. And we would like to, or we intend to certainly make more claims moving forward, but we won't do that without the proof, of course. So, you know, that is a part of what we do and part of what we love. And look forward to sharing more with your listeners as we grow and expand. And yeah, please come find more at elixinol.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Paul, and I hope we have you back here again. Good luck with everything.